Blog Talk Radio.
Network marketing and community group investments, where we believe if one person cannot own the business, then many of us can. Be right back with tonight's show.
For the last 2 or 3 years, and one of the
One of the things I've always noticed about this young man is he's extremely serious when it comes to his business, and I think that's what's making this young organization as successful as they're starting out to be. But you're going to hear from our brother Yusuf Assad here in just a few seconds. But before I get to Brother Assad, I want to let you know that the New Africa Business Association and those that run the association, including myself, we're going to do a short introduction, or I will do a short introduction of those who are participating. Also, those of you that are business owners, tonight is an open mic, so we're going to ask you to also call and give us the name of your business. New Africa Business Association is here to support the community's businesses. So, like I said, give us a call. Our number to call in number here is going to be 657-383-1372, and we will be taking your calls. Again, introducing some of the principals with the New Africa Business Association, myself, Bilal Masadiq Bynum. I am a financial planner. And we have also an attorney, Shalor Williams. Ms. Williams, are you present? If so, introduce yourself. Okay, I don't think Ms. Williams is present, but she's an attorney. She's also the main principal here. We also have our certified accountant, MBA, CPA, Ms. Gina Baker. Ms. Baker, are you present? Ms. Baker, if so, we will have you to speak for your, speak up. If so, we will get back to Ms. Baker. Also, we have our brother Abdul Shahib. He's a marketing specialist. He's also a private entrepreneur. Brother Aziz, are you present? Hello. Okay, we'll get back to them. They probably join us later. In the meantime, we are going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be back with our special guest speaker.
Bynum & Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bynum & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.bynumandassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
Okay, and welcome back. Brother Assad, are you with us?
I am with you.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Brother Assad, thanks so much for being on. As I was saying, introducing you, and before I turn this over to you, I've noticed from listening to the music that you presented to me, I noticed that I'm not. Of course, the hip-hop, I'm catching on to. But what I am very interested in, and I'm noticing that you're mixing this with jazz. How is that working out, and how's that coming about? Brother Assad, I'll let you inform us all.
But thank you, brother. That's actually a really good question. I mean, for those of us who know the history of hip-hop, hip-hop is really inspired out of the jazz culture. And just depending on what region of the country is, you know, you get different imprints of different genres of music in hip-hop. You know, I feel like northern hip-hop, New York hip-hop was really pulled out of jazz. A lot of West Coast people would say that, like, West Coast hip-hop was kind of born out of funk. And then a lot of southern hip-hop was born out of soul. So it isn't necessarily something new. It's really old. It's really what hip-hop was born out of. Taking like old jazz songs and then, you know, spinning them and then putting drum loops over top of them that would actually create the hip hop sound.
is
Hello.
Go right ahead, brother. For some reason, we got an interference here, and we can't figure out. But can you hear? We can hear you still quite well. Go right ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's basically it. Like I said, there's nothing new to that process of just infusing jazz and funk and blues and other things into the music, because that's where hip-hop was born from, really taking those sounds and, you know, speeding them up and putting drums, different drum cadences and rhythms over top of them, and then, you know, of course, spitting that poetry. So we know that rap is essentially rhythm and poetry, so just being able to, you know, to really to maneuver on a beat, on a jazz or soul instrumental.
Well, give me 1 second. I think your telephone, I think, is ringing, and somehow it's coming through the station. We will do a quick break and get right back and see if you can clear your line.
Okay.
Could it be you calling me down, 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 down? My foolish heart turns out the stars. All that I am is all that you see. You don't need nobody else, and you're putting this all on me. Forget love, no way to love, just open your eyes. Just hold out your hand and place it in mine. Whatever it's you, whatever it's
you that stand up.
The jazz sound, and it's coming out to be a very beautiful sound. You were saying before I interrupted you.
Brothers,
Brother Saad, are you still there? Okay, we'll be right back with Brother Saad in just a moment. We do have some call-ins. I'll take the first call-in and call-in. Welcome to the show. Caller, we welcome you to the show. What is, you have a question or a comment? Okay, next caller, you have a question or do you have a comment? Caller, you're on. Do you have a question or do you have a comment? Hello?
This is Yusuf.
Okay, Brother Yusuf, whatever comment or question you have, we will entertain it right now. How are you doing?
Yusuf, Brother Bottom, Yusuf, what's up?
Oh, Brother Yusuf, I'm sorry. We got hit, sort of disconnected, but like I was saying, the part that I was just playing. Comment on that, because that's what I mean about hearing the hip hop and the jazz sound combined. But what am I hearing here? You tell me.
I mean, like I said earlier, you're hearing the origins of hip hop. I mean, hip hop was born out of the jazz and the soul and the funk era. So, and depending on, and I said earlier, you know, depending on what area of the country you're from or you're in, you'll get a different infusion. So, in the north, you know, you get it like a jazz infusion. You get jazz infused with the hip hop sound. A lot of people say that in the west, you get a lot of funk in the music, and in the south, you get a whole lot of like soul and blues. And so, I mean, it's really nothing new. Like, I'm not doing anything new. That's where hip-hop really, you know, started from, being able to take those jazz sounds, those old 90s jazz and funk sounds, beating them up and then putting a hip-hop drum sound to them and then rapping over top of them. So it's really, that's how music, you know, hip-hop got born, was born.
Okay, excellent. And as far as your organization and your production, and of course, we are this is an investment beat, and the community is listening to you. How can we help you to grow, and what benefits or what values would it be to any investor to sponsor you?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, man. There's an extreme influence on music. There's an extreme influence in music, and the majority of the world knows it, which is why there's so much emphasis put on entertainment, especially our hip-hop artists. They know that it's essentially, in business terms, it's a cash cow. Music is a cash cow, but it's because of the influence that happens in music. I'm a firm believer that the power in music is more than what a lot of people want to give credit to. I'm sure some people understand the power of it, but a lot of people don't. Whenever you connect words and music, and you put them together, and you put them together in a way in which people like it, and they repeat it themselves. They say it. They repeat it over and over again. That music, those lyrics, become a part of you, and that becomes an influential part of who you are. And a more simple understanding: people say that you are a product of your environment. Well, music becomes your environment, especially when you're the person who's activating that choice. Right? I can't always make you listen in school. I can't always make you listen in a church or the masjid or a synagogue. I can't always make you listen in an educational setting. But when a child or when even an adult, when you listen to music, you're the person who's actively pushing play. And so you're choosing your environment. And if you have a situation in music where you have people in groves, you know, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000 people who are following an artist, that means they're choosing to make that artist's music, that artist's lyrics, his thought process or her thought processes a part of their environment, and that creates influence. And so marketers use it because they know that if they can take an artist who has this much influence and get that artist to promote their products, then they can have people to buy or support their products by using as artists. And so that's on the sponsorship side. You know, a lot of artists, a lot of hip-hop artists get sponsorships from businesses because people want to do what they see these artists doing. And so artists can be a spokesperson in that way. And then we know that there's good and there's bad in that. The other side of that is helping an artist grow from the ground up gives you that connection or that relationship. And so if we know that people are highly influenced by the arts, by the music, then we can also, as a community, be intentional about which artists we want to actually get the platform. If we know that artists are using their talent and their music to support the community and to do things as, and to use lyrics and music that are going to support the, I guess, the growth of the community, then we actually want to put those artists on the forefront. Because if we don't intentionally do it, somebody else is going to put the artists they want on the forefront. And then we might not have the type of music that we want that's going to be able to elevate the minds and the spirits of the listeners. So we want to be intentional about our choice and put our money and our resources behind the artists that we want to have that platform.
Very well said, Brother Yusuf. Also, I want to, from your conversation, and this is what I mean, my knowing you, the time that I have and how serious you are, you were just saying, and when it comes to the hip hop and the hip hop artists, most of the time we compare that with bad lyrics, dirty words, inappropriate. This, but you just mentioned in your description. And you mentioned all the different religious organizations, the Muslims, the Christians, and the Islam. That tells me that, and I know for a fact that you are a Muslim, and I know from hearing your music, it's rap, but it's not dirty. And when we come back, I'm going to play another one of your lyrics, another one of your songs. But I want you to elaborate on how the hip-hop music and like you said, bringing jazz into it and making it such a beautiful and wonderful music, and you can do it without the bad language and the bad reputation that some of the singers are bringing to the hip-hop a scene. But after we come back, I want you to talk somewhat about how your example and how we have hip hop, but how we have it in a very decent manner. So we will be right back.
Cause for me it's the product of my decision, yeah. Trusting in most ties, my first thought, and the rest in between, staying humble and never asking for permission. I graduated from poverty, I released that mindset, and I know that my time for riches is coming. Don't sweat the fact I ain't got it, I know it ain't been my time yet. You heard I was great, you just ain't seen me on your vine yet. Stepped out on faith when I left the veil, equipped up what the future held. I just had dreams that I needed fulfilled, and I knew within it wouldn't happen overnight, but I was sure that it would happen even if I had to fight.
The greatest things don't happen overnight.
Overnight.
They take time, patience, so still waiting, struggle, and be patient.
do. I know people who never did cause they afraid to fail, but still fail. The truth is we all have talents we fail to use.
Come on.
I made my decision long ago, 20 years of songs ago, that I would use my gift to pursue a dream at Fumble. But my time as a servant working with people, I changed my goals to a purpose in pursuit of things. Hey, Jordan, fresh out of college, in strong pursuit of a ring. I left North Carolina in strong pursuit of a dream. The first to build a family, I was soon to be a father. My actions to sow the seed in my soul would come to redeem with a woman that I had promised and had told to leave. Knew that she could fly, but I would catch her if she broke a wing. Being a child of a broken family, I still hope that things worked out for the good, which she will if she hopes the same. But
the greatest thing don't happen overnight.
Overnight
take time and patience. So still waiting and struggle. And be patient, cause greatness has been prepared for you.
Again, our call-in number is 657-383-1372. The mics are open. Brother Yusuf, you were continuing what we were saying about your lyrics and your music.
Let me backtrack for a second and then kind of give you the premise of what the entire of what we do, of what everything is about. And brother, like, I've been doing music really since I was 7 years old. I'm writing songs, writing lyrics since I was seven. I remember being in middle school and high school and just writing lyrics in the class and, of course, frustrating my teachers because I would go back and forth between writing lyrics and doing my work. Always was a good student, but was so focused on doing music. And I ended up going into Winston-Salem State University, where I was having I was getting a business degree with a minor in music business because I always wanted to be in the music industry. At least if I didn't go as an artist, I would go peripherally. And I'm in my marketing class one day, and my professor says, you know, marketing is finding out what people want and then giving that to them. And I told my professor, I said, well, what have you, in your community, people have traditionally showed that they want drugs or alcohol or sex or violence. He says, well, unfortunately, if that's what they want, you have to give it to them if you want to make money. And I looked at him and I said, I kind of know why I'm here now. I said, I'm here to figure out this process so that I can figure out how to get to people what they need versus what they want. And so that's really the premise of how it all started. I ended up not even going into business at all. I went into education. And in education, I learned the principles of what it takes to actually give information to people when they don't know they need it. Especially dealing with inner city youth, right? Dealing with inner city youth who have lost, there's a deep value of education. It isn't put on the forefront like, you know, it was in the past and like it can be sometimes in the suburbs, but in the inner city it becomes a little difficult because there are normal life struggles that sometimes prevent education from being on the highest priority. But what I've been able to do as a teacher was essentially learn how to get information to people who aren't necessarily looking for it. And so when we get to the music, I see the music in the exact same way. I actually have a saying where I say, I come to give you what you want so that you'll want what I come to give you. And that's the marketing technique that I use in the music. So it's the classic hip-hop sounds that are infused with jazz and funk. It is the choruses, the nice choruses that are catchy that people like to listen to. And then in the lyrics, I'm intentionally infusing lessons in the music, but wrapping them up in my story. My process of writing is called, I call it SIC, which is CIC, connect, inspire, and challenge. And a whole idea is to connect to people through common stories, my own life stories, being willing to share my own story in the music. Inspire, which is being able to say something new or say something that you've heard before, but then say it in a different way. And the last idea is challenge. You know, what can I say that will challenge you to, like, think better about the decisions that you make. And so based on that whole premise, my team and I started an organization entitled With Great Care, where we don't just simply tell people to do great things, but we inspire people to do everything that you do with great care, purpose, and intention. And the whole idea behind that is, how can you be intentional about doing something that's not only going to be beneficial for you, but beneficial for people? And so this music, a lot of people call it conscious music, or they call it pop, positive music, but I don't like any of those words because I think it puts the music in a box. We call it intentional music. We know exactly what we're doing. We know exactly what we're doing.
Okay, and we will be right back.
For the future, you gotta see your past. When it was time to be a father, I went to my dad. Though at the time, he was laying on his deathbed. He was cool before he took his last breath, he said. Son, to really be a father is to be a leader. Your daughter will value men based on the way that you treat him. Your son will value women based on how you treat them. Your seeds will never go hungry if you know how to feed them. Give them position, they big enough to fish when they young. Teach them to be independent till they get to be grown. Be strict enough to protect them from the danger zone, but smart enough to let them figure stuff out on their own. These were the lessons of my old man, who really never had his old man. Cause his old man was a rolling stone who never followed the rules, a rebel by nature. He created his own cool, never ran with a team, he carried his own tools. 38 specials he held with a short fuse. The time he had to use it, I felt for old dude. Like, why? He can never let poor too. If they out to smoke, they want Newport too. If you have to smoke, the mood of Newport News. He was wicked, mean, and nasty is how he welcomes you in. Didn't drink, but for the fiends, he kept the bottle with gin. This is all a part of my legacy. I don't judge them for who they were, I just let it be. But if life can be a... glad I know of my pedigree. If married to the game, then history is my wedding ring.
God gave you a soul, let it go free. Live your legacy, live your legacy. God gave you a soul, let it go free. Live your legacy, live your legacy.
Yeah. Looking at my past and know exactly where I have to go. Twice as far as everyone else would have to do. Never wanted to be a master, so I mastered rap to amass some green for my seeds so they master plant. Start a garden and another garden after that. And a garden and another garden after that. I just wanna know that my grandkids and my grandkids' grandkids can look back and see what granddad did. Fuck everything that I said, look what my hands did. Study everyone on my team, see what my man did. Build a dynasty in a lifetime. Build a fortune you couldn't spend in a lifetime. So name a grandfather, let his light shine. They might be inspired to rhyme with a like mind. Kick a little flow for the people they know who need it, so the whole world can see it, a generational lifeline.
God gave you a soul, let it go free. Live your legacy, live your legacy. God gave you a soul, let it go free. Live your legacy, live your legacy.
Yeah. Here's the question for the seed that's coming after me. Did I drastically change the world and leave something of mastery? A talent or a skill I gave to you but wants to pass to me? Or lyrics you only hear when the pastor preach? I hope to write that I'm leaving the world, and the seeds are planted in youth, grow trees in the world. And those trees drop leaves and seeds in the world. And those seeds grow and lead the most trees in the world. Follow the people that I reach on my legacy. I don't ask them to tell my story, I just plant the seed. Hey, and if my life doesn't inspire trust, then plant the seed for someone else to be a higher us.
Live your legacy, live your legacy.
natural skincare by Karima with shea butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
And welcome back to the show. I see one of our directors just came on, Ms. Baker. Ms. Baker, you have any questions for our guest, our brother Assad? Ms. Baker?
Yes, I was wondering, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, because I was on here before and I was talking, but I don't think you heard me.
We had one or two small interruptions, but I think we are back on course now. Sorry for that. Did you have whatever comments or questions you have?
I was listening to the last cut that you just played doing the commercial. Is that his record?
All of this music it belongs to Brother Assad.
Oh, okay.
What do you think of his music?
I was really liking the last cut. Is that on a what do they call it? Do they come on CDs now? Or you have to download it.
Brother Assad, I'll let you go ahead and speak for yourself.
Yeah, both. You know, the music right now is so. So with the internet being so ubiquitous, it goes all over the world. So you have to have your digital access. So if you have your Google Play, your iTunes, your Amazon Music, et cetera, or even all of your streaming sites, you can definitely find the music. But we always keep CDs on us as well. So you can go to my website, which is www.yushasad.com, YUSHAASSAD. And we have an online store there. That store isn't up, but next Tuesday on the 31st, it will be up because we're officially launching a new song along with the full view of the website.
Why don't you repeat
that
again?
You can visit the website now and get links to the music.
Yeah, you said it sort of fast. Can you repeat it again?
Yep. www.yushasad.com. And you can spell Yusha Assad, YUSHA, and then ASSAD, YushaAssad.com.
Okay.
Did you have any other questions, Baker?
No.
Okay. By the way,
Ms. Baker.
Okay. And Brother Assad, Ms. Baker is our CFP. Financial planner and master's in accounting. So anytime you need her service or anybody out there who is listening need the services of a good accountant, Ms. Baker is certainly here for our services. Ms. Baker,
absolutely.
While you're here, you go ahead and leave your telephone number.
Yes, my company is Baker Financial Services. My number is 301-630-7220.
Okay, and
again,
thank you. Hello? Baker, they want you to repeat it.
Baker Financial Services. Phone number is 301-630-7220. My website is www.bakerfinancialservices. It's abbreviated. It's SVCS. .com.
And by the way, Ms. Baker, along with our attorney meant to be here also this evening, Brother Assad, to meet with you and speak with you. But all of these professionals here at the New Africa Business Association, we are here to help entrepreneurs any way we can. as far as you're incorporating or any matters that you really need to get yourself started, or investments as to where we have our group investments and all dots need to be signed. We have these professionals here for you. So again, Ms. Baker, thanks so much, and continue to participate with us for the rest of the evening. Brother Assad, I want to now get into some of your needs. I know that we've heard your music. We know that you're very professional. We know you're well educated. You've been doing this ever since you were 7 years old. How now, as an investor, how can the investment community help you as investor?
Thank you, brother. Great question. Man, I'm really excited about what we've been able to do. But essentially, man, funding is needed to move the project forward. A lot of people say it takes money to make money. We believe it takes good resources to make money. But we released the first project, the first major project in 2013. My team and I poured a lot of our money into it. We did the same thing in 2014 because we treated it just like a business. And I know they say, you know, the average business takes about 5 years before you start to see profit. So 2013 was a lot of personal money put into it. 2014 was a lot of personal money put into it. And then in 2015, we were able to drop the last project, which was Dream. And once again, we actually had a few sponsors and funders last year, and we were able to pay all of those funders back with the increase. So it's growing the project each year and trying to make it bigger, but actually knowing where our revenue points are. And what my team and I have learned in our business, our revenue points are in events, merchandise, and in the music itself, and then being able to do some shows. So we have some very solid revenue points, but in order to be able to make that happen, there's a financial investment to get the music out there, to get the music in the right places, and to be able to access those show points. So if we can create events and get to shows and be a part of major concerts and be able to show up at those places, perform, have merchandise, and that's how we get our revenue points. So we need sponsors or investors to help us to be able to get to those shows, to travel, and to be able to put in the investment costs on merchandise so that when we get to shows, we can sell, because those are our major revenue points.
All right. And again, how can an investor or anyone who is interested in your company, how, again, can they stay in touch with you?
Well, so if this is somebody who just wants to see the music grow and you just want to, be a sponsor to the music or just, you know, make a donation towards the music, you can go to the website again, which is yushaassad.com, YUSHAASSAD. There's a store tab on the website that allows anybody who would just like to give to the movement or the music to donate, and you can donate money whenever you like. Also, if there are any companies – that have products, new companies or old companies who have products, who actually want to identify with the market of people who support our music. We also are looking for sponsorships in that manner. We like to link up with companies who stand for what we stand for, which is doing business with great care and being able to activate things within our community. We measured that success on three questions. What are you doing? Why are you doing it? And then how you can do it? How are you doing it in a way which is going to be beneficial for the entire community? And so we like linking with those companies and creating partnerships and sponsorships where, you know, helping us get into venues, helping us travel and get to different cities and get to shows. And we also be able to sell your products or promote your products with what we do. And so that's another way that we can actually link. And the final way is we're definitely looking for some solid investors, man, some people who would like to put in. And then we can negotiate terms of the return, you know, the ROI, the return on your investment. We can negotiate that as a group. But we're looking for really those three main ways of being able to get funding towards the movement, either just straight donations, some business-to-business sponsorships, or some solid investors who are willing to negotiate what the terms of a return will be. And everyone can connect through the website. Through the website, once again, yushaassad.com. If you just want to donate, you can donate. But if you want to contact us and actually sponsor us or look into investing in what we're doing, you can just, you know, push the contact tab and send an email, and that'll go through the team.
Okay. I think we still, Brother Saad, we still have one or two callers that I think might want to speak with you. Caller, are you on the air, and do you have a question or a comment for our guest? Caller, you're on the air. Okay, I think that caller may be holding back their information. Let's go to the next caller. Caller, do you have a question for our guest? If so, you're on the air. Good evening. Caller, you're on the air. Good evening. Okay, then we will get back with that caller also. Again, Brother Hassan, are there any shows or any performances that you have coming up, or CDs, or any way? We want to support you in any way we can. So within the last few minutes that we have here, I'm going to let you just tell us how some of your appearances, and how can we just keep up with your business and your performance. And at the same time, New Africa Business Association want to continue to sponsor what you're trying to do. So we're going to we want to continue to reach out to our investors. We also want to remind the investors, even though you are hearing from this brother tonight, New Africa Business Association will be having our lunch and learns and our network, our marketing seminars, our lunch and learns at different restaurants and whatever. In other words, we will be sponsoring. You will be able to meet these entrepreneurs who have all of these wonderful business ideas. Meet them and see just how much, as a community, we would like to. Because, like Brother Hassan just said, if we do not take and invest into the talent of our communities, we know that that talent is not going to go to waste. But someone else other than African Americans, someone else other than our communities will come in and sponsor or invest into our talent and use it the way that they want to. So I appeal to you. This is our community. You're hearing from our community. You're hearing the values of our community. So as investors or as ones who want to keep up with your career and how well you're doing, Brother Asad, we're going to let you close with your own comments.
Thank you, brother. So I really want to close out by speaking to three different communities within our community. And I want to speak to just general music listeners and music people who appreciate music. I want to speak to investors and potential business owners who are looking to get involved with the music. And I want to speak to artists, other artists who may be listening on the call. The first is to the general music consumer. As Brother Bonham just talked about, people, the world knows how big music is. And as music consumers, whether you are a fan of hip-hop or you're a fan of, you know, older music, the jazz, or you're a fan of the blues, we also have to be in tune that arts and media is creating the future. They're using arts and media to create the future. And the whole point is really about intentionality. If we know that music and art is being used to influence the minds of the youth, which is our future, then we have to be intentional about making sure that the artists who are really creating stuff for our youth that's going to be beneficial for their growth and their spirits, we have to make sure that we intentionally support those artists. We have to, because if we don't intentionally support them, then as Mr. Bonham said, there are other people in the world who are going to intentionally support artists to get their agenda across. And if we understand how the world is working right now, everybody doesn't have an agenda. That's with great care. It's very intentional, but it isn't intentionally done to help us. It's intentionally done to hurt us. And so we have to be just as intentional as music consumers at supporting people who support us as they are at using the artists who don't support us. They're very intentional about choosing those artists and giving them a platform because they know that the language of their music is filled with death, it's filled with violence, and it's filled with the degradation of our community. They're very intentional about choosing those artists. We have to be intentional about choosing ours. To the business owners and business professionals out there, it's the exact same thing. Those sponsorship, the artists, the major artists who are blowing up who aren't necessarily using language and being intentional about their language is going to be beneficial for our community. They are being funded, and that's why they're getting the platforms that they're getting. They're getting funded by businesses. They have Nike calling them, and they have Adidas calling them. But more importantly, we already know this. They have Ciroc calling them, and they have Hennessy calling them, and they have gin calling them. They're being supported by the liquor brands because they know that they can use our artists to influence our people and make them drink. And if we're not intentional business owners about connecting with our artists to get our brands out there, they're going to continue to connect with our artists, and they're going to get their brands out there. And so we have to be able to use what the entire world is using. They're using the art. They're using the language, the music, and the influence of the culture to sell their business. I know that there are some business owners out there who really have great products. You really believe in doing things with great care. You're intentional about your market. So you have to be able to connect with the youth, with the future, with the people in the world, the same way the world is using it. Just use our artists. Connect with our artists. Support them. Put those investor dollars, those sponsorships behind them, and then allow those artists to use their influence to bring people to your product, which is a good product. I don't mind being sponsored by a company. I would love to be sponsored by a company, but me and my team are going to be intentional about the companies that are sponsor us because we want to make sure that we promote products that are going to be good for the growth and stability of our community. Artists, for the last group, artists, if you listen, we have a responsibility. The Most High, they can give us these gifts for us to use them in a negative way. It's all a test, right? It's all a test to see which of us is best in conduct. And at the end of the day, to know that the music we put out is powerful because people repeat it. And I grew up in a Christian church, and in the Christian church, you used to say that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Everything you say speaks life into you and into the people who do it. So if people of the kids, if the youth are repeating our music, if they're repeating it, then that means they're speaking what we speak into them back into their own lives. And we have to be intentional about creating music that when they speak that, they're speaking life into themselves. Because that's the primal way that we're going to be able to reach these youth. Some of these youth are growing up without fathers. They're growing up without strong families. And the music and the movies are raising them. So if we're raising them, what are we raising them to become? I know some of us artists, I know some of us say we don't necessarily want to be role models. We just want to create art. Well, if you want to be a major hip-hop artist, if you want to be a major artist, if you want a major platform, that major platform doesn't come without influence. They're one and the same. Once you get a major platform, you're instantly influencing all of the people who so-called follow you. So be very intentional about your leadership because you will be challenged, judged, and tested based on how you lead people. And so with that being said, man, you can support the With Great Care movement and me, Yusha Asai. You can support me. And I don't like the word follow necessarily. I say support on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. You can just search out Yusha Asai, YushaAsad. But the best place to go is to the website, which is YushaAsai.com. You can connect to all of my social media accounts. You can connect to me and my management team, to my story and to my music there. We're serious about what we do. And if we can find some people out there who are serious too, some business owners who are serious too, connect. Let's link up and let's actually do something that's going to be beneficial for our community. Support us. We support you. And that's how we grow together. So thank you for the opportunity to be here to express that and to make that challenge. It's a challenge, it's a plea, and it's a challenge to get some work done. And so let's do it in a really great way.
Brother Yusuf, I can't say how wonderful it was hosting you. Like I said, I've been knowing you for a few years, and I've always noticed how serious you've always been. Tonight, I think the entire community has learned something about you that I have picked up in the last few years. Brother, thanks so much. And we ask that you continue to follow our brother, Yusuf Asad, And you can always be able to contact Brother Assad through the New Africa Business Association. Our email is nabassc @gmail.com, nabassc @gmail.com. And you'll be able to follow this brother and all of the other businesses support this brother, because, again, you see how well-informed, how educated. In other words, these are the artists. These are your rap artists that's going to be teaching your young folks. And I ask you, after hearing this brother speak tonight, who do you want your young folks to learn their music from? The Outrageous are someone as professional and as intelligent as what we heard here tonight. So again, I don't have the words to thank you for being on the show, but thanks so much. And I ask everyone to continue to follow the brother. We want to close with the brother's music.
For the future, you gotta see your past. When it was time to be a father, I went to my dad. So at the time, he was laying on his deathbed. He was cool before he took his last breath, he said. Son, to really be a father is to be a leader. Your daughter will value men based on the way that you treat him. Your son will value women based on how you treat him. Your seeds will never go hungry if you know how to feed them. Give them position, they big enough to fish when they young. Teach them to be independent till they get to be grown. You're strict enough to protect them from the danger zone, but smart enough to let them figure stuff out on their own. These were the lessons of my old man, who really never had his old man. Cause his old man was a rolling stone who never followed the rules. A rebel by nature, he created his own coup. Never ran with a team, he carried his own tools. 38 specials he held with a short fuse. The time he had to use it, I felt for old you. Like why? He should never let poor too. If they out to smoke, they won't do part two. If you have to smoke, the mood of Newport News. He was wicked, mean, and nasty is how he welcomes you in. Didn't drink before the fiends, he kept the bottle with gin. This is all a part of my legacy. I don't judge them for who they were, I just let it be. But if life can be a glad I know of my pedigree. If married to the game, then history is my wedding ring.
God gave you a soul, let it go free. Live your legacy, live your legacy. God gave you a soul, let it go free. Live your legacy, live your legacy.
Yeah. Looking at my past, I know exactly where I have to go. Twice as far as everyone else would have to do. Never wanted to be a master, so I mastered rap to amass some green for my seeds, so they master plant. Start a garden and another garden after that. And a garden and another garden after that. I just wanna know that my grandkids and my grandkids' grandkids can look back and see what granddad did. Fuck everything that I said, look what my hands did. Study everyone on my team, see what my man did. Build a dynasty in a lifetime. Build a fortune you couldn't spend in a lifetime. So name their grandfather, let his light shine. They might be inspired to rhyme with a like mind. Kick a little flow for the people they know who need it, so the whole world can see it, a generational lifeline.
God gave you a soul, let it go free. Live your legacy, live your legacy. God gave you a soul, let it go free. Live your legacy.
Yeah. Here's the question for the seed that's coming after me. Did I drastically change the world or leave something of mastery? A talent or a skill I gave to you but wants to pass to me? Or lyrics you only hear when the pastor preach? I hope you're right that I'm leaving the world, and the seeds are planted in youth, grow trees in the world. And those trees drop leaves and seeds in the world. And those seeds grow and lead the most trees in the world. Follow the people that I reach on my legacy. I don't ask them to tell my story, I just plant the seed. Hey, and if my life doesn't fly a trust, they'll plant the seed for someone else to be a higher us.
free. Live your legacy. Live your legacy. God gave you a soul. Let it go free. Live your legacy. Live your legacy.
Can placement change my address to victory? So when it's testimony, I'm really just writing history. They talk about the successes of life like it's a mystery. I disagree. Cause for me, it's the product of my decision. Trusting the most ties, my first thought, and the rest in between. Staying humble and never asking for permission. I graduated from poverty. I released that mindset. And I know that my time for riches is coming. Don't sweat the fact I ain't got it. I know it ain't been my time yet. You heard I was great. You just ain't seen me on your vine yet. Stepped out on faith when I left the veil. A clue of what the future held. I just had dreams that I needed fulfilled. And I knew within it wouldn't happen overnight. But I was sure that it would happen even if I had to fight.
The greatest thing don't happen overnight.
Overnight.
They take time. Patience, so still waiting, struggle, and be patient, cause greatness has been prepared for you.
They say life can be a struggle if you don't accept its challenges. And it could be a bigger struggle if you do. I know people who never did cause they afraid to fail, but still fail. The truth is we all have talents we fail to use.
Come on.
I made my decision long ago, 20 years of songs ago, that I would use my gift to pursue a dream at Fumble. But my time as a servant working with people, I changed my goals to a purpose system in pursuit of things.
Come on.
Hey, Joe,